After meeting with his newly formed Transition Economic Advisory Board, Mr. Obama left no doubt about the top priority of his administration.
Immediately after I become president, I'm going to confront this economic crisis head on by taking all necessary steps to ease the credit crisis, help hardworking families, and restore growth and prosperity.
But Mr. Obama was also careful to point out the United States has only one president at a time, and the Bush administration will run the government until January 20th, when he is sworn in as America's 44th president. Still, Mr. Obama has indicated he wants to move quickly during the transition. And within days of the election, he announced his selection of Representative Rahm Emanuel as his White House chief of staff. Leon Panetta, who served as chief of staff to former President Bill Clinton, says Mr. Obama's next appointments should focus on the economy.
Hopefully the next steps will be to put an economic team in place early because of the importance of transitioning now on economic issues. This is an unusual situation where the President of the United States not only is facing huge deficits in economy and recession, but has a $700 billion rescue plan, which puts the president right in the middle of running the banks and the credit systems in this country.
Panetta says as soon as the economic team is in place, Mr. Obama needs to make important appointments to deal with national security issues, especially the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Panetta says the president-elect must also move swiftly to improve America's image overseas.
I do think it's really important for the president, obviously, to reach out to the international world and reestablish relations with the world and reintroduce the United States to the rest of the world and reaffirm our alliances, listen to people abroad.
The director of governance studies at the Brookings Institution, Daryl West, says Mr. Obama needs to lower expectations about how much can be accomplished in the days and weeks after he is sworn in. West says during the transition, Mr. Obama needs to explain just how difficult it will be to solve the economic crisis.
Obama joked about being Superman, but the problem he faces is that there are too many people in the United States as well as around the world who actually see him that way and expect him to perform miracles. Now, he is an individual who has extraordinary leadership and communications ability, but he also is taking office at the time of our most challenging transition since the Great Depression.
Terry Edmonds was the director of speechwriting for President Clinton. He says Mr. Obama may be the best communicator in the White House since Ronald Reagan. Edmonds says the skills that helped Mr. Obama win the election will serve him well during the transition and when he takes office.
Barack Obama will begin his administration with some strong qualities that he's demonstrated throughout the campaign, which are steadfastness, a consistent message. He's a great communicator.
On Monday, Mr. Obama will meet with President Bush to discuss the transfer of power. No recent president-elect from an opposing party has been received at the White House so quickly after an election, underscoring how rapidly the transition is occurring in a time of war and financial crisis. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.